Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
March Madness. March Magic. Whatever you want to call it, it's in full effect.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's in full effect. High school, college.
Yep.
It's the best time of the year.
Yes, it is, man. If you love basketball, or even if you don't love basketball, you got to get excited about tournaments.
That's right.
You know, our boys and girls at Muskegon had a great run, and Chauncey was able to see that firsthand.
Yeah, I was. I was there on the bench watching the Lady Reds. I guess from what people tell you, my sister came to all the games. Beverly, she came to every single game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she the playoff game, the last one that we lost, he was like, look, brother, y'all did something. See, I've been coming to all the games for years. And
yes,
so you guys accomplished,
man,
something that
has never happened.
None of the girls have never done. She said, you got a lot to be proud of. She said, I was really happy to come see the games play that the girls played in. She said, I was happy that, and you my brother too. I was just like,
right,
that made me feel real good.
Great accomplishment, man.
So,
yeah, you didn't get the big prize.
Yep.
But in life, you know, it's steps.
Yep, it's steps. It's levels to this.
Oh, yeah, it's levels. So you knocked on the door this year.
That's it.
You know, and they're saying is next year you kick the door in.
That's right. That's right. And I know the girl's going to be hungry, and it's just a great opportunity. Good parents, good athletic environment, I would say. The athletic environment breeds competition. It breeds expectation from all the coaches, and they expect you to be on a level where you got to bring it.
Okay.
You just can't just linger around at Muskegon and just think you just going to go through the season and
show
the coach
up.
Is going to pat you on your back. They're like, look, you got to bring something in.
You got to put the work in.
You expect it to win, and you expect it to develop talent. So that's what we do, and it's an extracurricular activity, but our kids get scholarships. So we got to be the best. So I appreciate the opportunity and the support from the community. This was our third year, and we turned the corner. That's what I would say.
I think every year, if you look at the record, it's gotten better.
That's right. Yes, we got better.
And that's the process.
I was looking at the field goal percentage on the crossover from last year in certain spots on the floor, and the field goal percentage overall was up 12% for shooting for the whole team. Improvement.
That's it.
So if we're up 12% in our field goal percentage, I can live with that and the things we've done. And like you said, Coach Walker said, hey, we played in the last week. Only 8 teams was playing in our class.
That's right.
And we were one of them, and we were best in West Michigan.
That was proven.
So that was proven, and it was fun, and we get to do it again next year.
Next year, man. So, that's right. So all those folks better watch out.
That's right.
The Lady Reds are coming back.
So if you see us running around your neighborhood, that's going to be us coming to the gym to you. So
getting ready for 2019,
you're right.
Yes, sir.
Yep, boys had a great season, too. They did a good job.
I think they way overachieved, man. Yep. When you looked at the lineup, people like, oh, wow, this team, man.
Small.
They're not going to win no games. They'd be lucky to go .500.
Yep, they were tough. They prevailed. I think we had a combined win streak with the girls and boys of like 34 games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I think ours was like, last game we lost was like December 21st or 22nd to East Grand Rapids. And then I think theirs was like either to one of them Chicago teams or Detroit.
That was the Mayweather.
Yep, the Mayweather Classic.
Oh, no, well, the Mayweather came after the Curry, the Showcase.
The Showcase.
Showcase came after Mayweather.
Yeah, with the
– So that was their last loss.
Yeah, that was the last loss.
Those were early losses.
That was like 11 games in a row for them, so like 20-something. So I always look at it as a coach, I watch the film on my last loss. A lot of coaches probably don't want to.
Right.
But I do that. It showed me how they prepared for what I spent my whole summer preparing my kids to do.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody was able to counter
that. Learning and losing.
Yeah. So it's like, it's a good thing to have that feeling that you lost on, just revisit that and work from there. And then hopefully next year they can't counter this loss.
Okay.
So that's how I look at it. So I'm going to bury that hatchet, put it in the box, and
get ready.
Yep. It's time to look back and see what they achieved, because I didn't get in no pictures. I was like, I'm not going to get in no pictures. I'm just going to – I got in one. I was in the background. I said, don't you coach? I'm like, yeah, I do. I got bigger fish to fry than just – the smaller trophies, and I just want to make sure that I keep myself focused on the big prize.
Yeah, they know. The girls know. That's all that matters.
Yep. So
they know who put that work in.
Yep. So it's a good thing, and it's just fun being Our staff was great. We brought in on Joy Nash, Chantrell Sandifer, Coach Molly, and you know Coach Lobin, a figure like a statue.
Right, he's team. Very dependable.
Yep, he's been around for years, and it's just having those women aboard that played the game at the college and the high school level, and they were good players, that really gave us an extra edge as coaches. So I just want to commend them. A lot of times, people that's on the side don't get extra help, don't get the recognition.
Right.
So I just want to commend those three ladies that. A lot of times you can say something as a man, but having a woman that played the game, they can say things that we're trying to say.
Be a little bit impactful.
That's right. And yeah. I just want to give them credit. So it was worth it. It was fun, man. I mean, undefeated in the conference, never done.
Right.
District
championship.
District champs, regional.
Okay.
Hey. And then we had four girls go all conference. I think we got two players that can go all state.
Okay.
I really do. Fantastic. I really do. So I just hope that happens for them all too. Also.
Yeah, it's back to work now.
Yeah, I know.
Get ready.
It's back to work. So, look, let's have some fun. We got March Madness. I got a bracketology for you. I know you probably got your bracket.
Yeah, but let's not miss. We got one more we want to talk about before we get into that is we do have a Division II.
Oh, yeah, we got D-Thrower. D-Thrower still playing.
And the Ferris State Bulldogs.
That boy be wearing a four-leaf clover in his shoe or something because he always find himself playing in March or playing in extended playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's awesome, man.
He had a great game last night, too.
They made it to – they're going to go to, like, it's the final eight, if you will, of Division II basketball. So Ferris State is in that mix for a national championship. In Division II. They've only lost one game.
That's right. So then, look, you talking about a two-sport athlete that just was in the Final Four for football, wasn't he?
Right.
For yep. Division II for Final Four.
Yep.
He's a winner.
They made a run.
He's a world-class winner, and I think he had 20 points in his last game. So, and he plays limited minutes.
Yes.
So, because they got a loaded team. So, everybody probably paying 8 to 10 minutes on the whole team because they go about 10 deep. So, if everybody playing 8 to 10 minutes and you get 20 points, that's some hooping.
That's hooping, man. You know, and you're contributing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't know how we can get to see these games, but maybe there's some online streaming we get involved in. But I definitely would like to, take a look at some of those games that they're going to play. I think it's in.
Yeah, they're online. If you go to the website, I know if they're Division II, you can go on the website. You can watch it online because I've done that with other conferences. I know.
Yeah, Waterloo, Iowa, I think is where the location is for Division II. So, again, hats off. To another Big Red that is making a mark in the world of sports for the community as well as his family. So, hats off.
I think he can play at the next level. He got picked, decide on what he want to do.
All you got to do is keep working.
It's one he want to do, so he got it.
Opportunity will come. He's just gotta got to put the work in, yeah, man.
He does. You're right. You're right. So, we got the boys at the D1 level.
The D1. And
bracketology. I got a blank bracket for you if you want to
blank bracket. Oh, I got that, one. I don't need a blank.
You filled out. This shit I didn't do it. I was like, I get frustrated.
I just do it for fun. You know, and I do it once and I go through it and I don't second guess it. A lot of guys, you know, they have 10, 20. Yeah. Man, that's no fun.
Yeah.
All right. When I'm out, I'm out.
Put all your chips in. I say, okay. If I could sit there everybody practice, I'd probably be better.
Oh yeah. No doubt. But how many teams? 64 teams, right?
Yes, sir.
In this world, if you have any other responsibilities, such as working, family, other type of work that you do,
who can you really follow?
It's hard to really go out here and dissect 64 teams and you know come up with a real bona fide four. And they did statistically, it is absolutely almost impossible to pick a perfect bracket. In other words, from the point when you start out in the first round to picking the final team to win it, you have no losses on your sheet. They said that is virtually impossible.
Yeah, I don't think that never happened.
It hasn't. Matter of fact, it's the bracket challenge. Somebody's, I forget what, company is like $4 million.
And you get all a perfect bracket.
Yeah, submit your form. And if you get the perfect bracket, you get $1 million. I might be ESPN. I don't know if they still do it or not. But, you know, there were some teams that got snubbed.
Yeah.
And there were some teams that I think got in that shouldn't have got in.
Oklahoma with the dude.
Oklahoma.
They shouldn't even touch the court. Charles, my man, shooting like 40 shots a game.
Charles Barkley said last week at the selection show, he said, Oklahoma was going to get beat by
whoever they played first.
University of Rhode Island.
Oh yeah, them brothers ready.
He called it. He says, yeah, when they that first round, they will not get out of the first round.
And man, they sure about to be Hawkeye.
They got beat today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they played noon or something, didn't they?
Yeah, it was an early game.
Yep.
Yeah, it was an early game.
Yeah, them brothers came at him. He was by himself out there. All he got is big football, big tall guys that just
right.
They couldn't dribble or nothing.
So, see, who didn't get Syracuse didn't get in. Notre Dame was not in. All those in the NIT.
Syracuse had a play-in game on March 13 and 14 right here.
Oh, they did? Okay, they got they beat
won.
Then.
Now they won. Syracuse, March 14th. Okay. They had 60 to Arizona State 56.
Oh, they did. That's right. That was a play-in game. Yep. I did. I missed that.
They got to play in. So they got to play again tomorrow, don't they?
Yep. Yep. They only got the one-day rest.
Yep.
But Notre Dame, and there were some other teams, too. I can't think of the names of them now.
Like look, St. Bonaventure beat UCLA. They got in.
Yeah. How about that? The Bonnies.
Radford. Radford always have a decent team. They just always got to play in.
They got to play in.
Texas Southern. They got in. They beat out North Carolina Central by 20. So they riding in.
Yeah, Miami just got upset too. University of Miami just got upset.
Against Loyola. Yeah, out of Chicago. They done found the right formula. Yep, it's 6 against 11. They got popped already.
Okay.
That was at 3 o'clock today. Who else played? Tennessee and Rice State, right?
Rice State. Tennessee got them.
Yeah,
Tennessee did win.
Somebody else that played. Let's see somebody else. Villanova and Radford, they play at 6:50 today.
Okay, so they're about ready to tip off here in a few minutes. Now it's only 6 now, yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll tip off this afternoon.
Then I'm gonna go to the Y, run on the treadmill, and watch the games.
So it's got the first 4 days is the most exciting. You know, that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that first week.
Yeah, but this is like when we talk about credit and finances and money. This is loss prevention, right? This bracket.
Loss prevention.
Because people are going to be using their time and their resources on their job.
Oh, yeah.
To watch this game. Or to take off work to go to see their alma mater.
Because now we got streaming on our cell phones where before, you know, if you wanted to see a game, you had to get to a TV.
And then you watch it on a computer.
Now you watch computer, streaming. So you're right. There's a lot of loss production that's happening today and tomorrow for sure.
I remember a couple years ago we had parent teacher conferences on this opening weekend.
Oh,
and we got it. We watched it. Me and Melinda were watching on our lunch break, so we was able to. We didn't see no parents till like 3 o'clock. I remember doing that. So we watched all the games till we saw some parents.
Okay,
we had to get our grades done. So that from that 12 to 3, we watching games because nobody was around. It was like it's bracket time, and we just watching the games and you know enjoying ourselves. But that's the time. It was during parent teacher conference time. And then,
bad timing. Yeah. Can't be doing that, man.
Yeah, it's report cards, though. You know, like, you sit in your room, you got 3-4 hours by yourself, so you just have time, and then at 4 o'clock, I think we had one where you see your parents for the conference, or it was a report card, either one, but we didn't have no parents around. It was like we was in the building. We had to be there at 4 o'clock from 12 to 4 to get stuff prepared. The games was going, so you had a screen going, and you grading, and you getting your papers done, but you watching the game at the same time. At the end of the day, day is done, and you got to get some paperwork done, and why not check out the tournament? Half a day.
I'm going to give you my final four.
Okay.
All right, I'm not going to go any further than that. My final four, Kentucky, Villanova, Michigan State, and Michigan. Final four. We'll figure out from there who's going to win it all. But that's my final four. I'm sticking to it.
I like State, Virginia, Purdue. I think Purdue can come out the East.
No way.
I think so.
Okay.
And then the last one is, who's the last one? It wasn't Kansas. That last one hard because Duke always let you down.
Oh, yeah. They've gotten beaten in the first round a few times.
And they got an easy way. They got an easy path.
Mm-hmm.
But is Michigan State going to whoop on them?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
So
it's an 0-1.
Yeah, it's an 0-1. That's going to be outdoor. But North Carolina hiding over here with Michigan.
Okay.
They hiding.
You know, watch out, them Wolverines going to get them.
Yeah, they hiding. Because Wagner's something special. But, you know, North Carolina got them athletic bigs too now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, what's up, bro? We can go at you.
It's going to be fun.
Yes, it is.
Yep, my favorite time of the year. So, yep. But let's get into some facts about finances. And we're going to start off with real quick.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be debunking the myths about credit cards.
Credit card myths.
First one, applying for a credit card only affects your credit score if you use the card. Applying for a new credit card comprised of 10% of your credit score. It doesn't matter if you are approved for the card or if you use it. It's the inquiry that counts.
Yes, it does.
Frequently applying for new credit cards can hurt your score, so make sure you really need the new card before you apply for it. Good stuff. Next one. Paying less than the minimum payment on your credit card bill doesn't count as a missed payment. Fact, if you don't pay the total minimum payment on your credit card bill, your credit card company may report it as a missed payment. This can bring down your credit score and make it more difficult to qualify for credit in the future. Check your statement for a minimum amount due and be sure to pay it on time to keep your account current. And remember, paying more than the minimum amount due is a great way to pay down the debt.
That's right. That's right. I got one that say, if you pay your credit cards twice a month, so pay your minimum, but then also pay your minimum again twice a month, and that's all you can afford, be like, don't look at like I paid all my bills, because see, that's renaming the debt. And I heard a couple pastors talk about that. See, it's not good to rename your debt. Like, oh, I paid my bills. I'm paying my bills. My bills paid.
Right.
The mindset is to be debt free.
That's it.
That's it. Like, I have
that debt down.
Yep. The credit cards I have, I got a PayPal credit card. I got a MasterCard. Then I have a Macy's card. There's one more. I got a gas card. And when my Macy's always stay at zero balance. If I buy something, like I buy a suit, I'm paying it off the next week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just to build our rewards up, because they send me a lot of coupons. 20% off, 30% off, 50% off.
Yeah.
$10, $20 off, free shipping. So I save those coupons up. So I get all those coupons and I say, oh, I could buy something now, but I got the $200 right now, but I'm going to pay $120 for something that's $200 because I'm going to buy it with my credit card.
Gotcha.
So that's the perk that I get. And then I get these points for service awards of being a gold member, silver, or whatever.
Right.
So I'm like, the money right here, the suit costs $200, but if I buy it with my credit card, I say $80. I got all these I got this coupon that say save $50 off over 100, save $50 because I've been a client so long for $200. I'm like, well, that's, and I got this 20% off today. I'm in the store. All right, go ahead.
It makes sense. It makes sense, man. That's how you buy your clothes.
Yeah. And if you want to, you can go back and sell the same suit on eBay for $200. And somebody say, hey, that suit, I can get that suit. Then it's the last one. It's your size. So I'm just trying to show you on the inventive way to really use your credit if you want to. Then I have another one that I use for, like, I get small, like, little grants and stuff to do things with my guys at the school. So what I do is I use my credit card to pay it.
Right.
And then when they read the school district reimburse, you know, any corporate system going to take a minute till you pile a account up. So any corporate system, I use that card, and then when they pay me back, I'll pay my card back.
Okay.
So I might pay a little bit over the minimum, but when they pay me back, I'm like, all right, now it's time to reimburse myself.
Right.
But then now I got this revolving debt that's knowing I'm going to get the money because the money's in the account that I have for a grant that I applied for.
Okay.
So I use those funds like that.
And it's a good accounting system,
yep,
too.
It's a good accounting system for me. They say, what'd you spend the money on? Like, here's my statement.
Yep.
That's what I bought. Highlight. Up tax deduction or whatever the case may be. So that's how I use my system. And then plus with my wife, so if she want to buy something, she's like, I need this amount of money. I said, use this card. Like, why you just don't give me the cash? I said, I need to account for what I'm spending and who I gave it to. She's like, you're always trying to do that. You like a tether or a tracking system. I say, yes. I say, my blessing came in the window. I don't want it to come out of the window.
Right. I want that window to close.
You know, God said, I'm going to do enough to pour you a blessing out the windows of heaven.
Okay.
I ain't throwing it out with the baby in the bathwater. I'm out there watching the window. Like the lady in the hood, be looking to see all the trouble in the neighborhood.
How
they see me? What's it called? A lady in that one window looking out that window. I'm making sure I'm looking out the window. So no blessing go out the window.
That's pretty good. I like that one. That's good. Good one,
crack it up. Yeah, man. So Just try to share with the audience that we have to be able to do what we can with our credit. What's another one you got, Tony?
A high credit card limit can be a bad thing.
That's trouble.
Not necessarily. If you manage your credit card wisely, a high credit limit can be advantageous. 30% of your credit score is based on your debt to credit ratio. The amount you owe in debt to credit ratio is also low, which can help your credit score. So again, it's, you know, you don't want it to be ridiculous, but the key is the ratio between your credit and your debt. Make sure that is low, so then that will not hurt you. Okay?
You're right, because what could happen, audience, is say you're managing a credit card and you got – some people pay their bills on their credit card.
That's what I do.
You do the same?
Yep. Okay. Get them points, man.
So you do that, but then I can tell you – I can guarantee this happened to you too. Tony, email. You have $1,000 – we have added a $1,000 limit. Don't worry about it, because you already keep that number.
I handle that. I manage that.
Yep.
I tell them, nope, take it back where it was at. I don't need – I got alerts that I get a text or an email.
Yep.
If the purchase is over a certain dollar amount or my credit card outstanding amount gets to a certain limit, which is a great tool to use if you got a credit card, go online, sign up for these text alerts,
fraud prevention. Yes, sir.
And it'll help you manage those credit cards even better.
Yeah, because I know they'll try to offer those bonuses.
Oh, yeah. They send you the one in the – they'll send you these cash advance checks in the mail.
That's right.
He says, all you got to do is sign it and take it in, and you know, it might be $4,000, or you can write the amount in. Not good.
Not
tear
good.
It up. Put it in the shredder.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
I remember several years ago, they came out with checks they were sending in the mail to get cars.
Okay.
Up to like 40 grand.
Wow. Credit card companies.
Yep.
Yeah. Go and buy your car.
Yep, go and buy a car.
It's approved.
It's a bank that, you know, hybrid banks, the hybrid online banks where you can, all right, you could take, I'm not going to mention no names, you could take the hybrid credit card loan, and they say, we'll make it a car loan, and it's lower interest than the credit card, but it's still high interest. Mm. You might be paying like a 14 instead of a 20-something.
Right.
But you like, okay, well, I could put this car with this. It's like $40,000. And you end up doing that, you got this high interest rate, this high payment. That's a problem. But that's how they get you on the credit, to jack your credit ratio up, because you think like you got a check that you got to just sign the back of it. And it's a check. It's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
What they're going to do is they're going to call the company and say, yeah, this is a credit card. We got this. He can get this kind of car. We'll buy the car outright for him, and we'll be in charge of financing it for him. Send us the title. We got him, sir.
Yep.
We already got his information. He's good.
Yeah, because we wouldn't have sent you that check if we didn't think you could pay us back.
Ding, 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 like a boxing match. Ding, 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 like Rocky. Rocky, when he was fighting the Russian.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the ring, and the Russian was knocking him. That's what they're going to be doing to your mailbox.
We knocking it in your phone.
Until you throw the towel in. You like, so leave that alone. Leave that alone, audience.
Yep, go the conventional way on to your credit union. Next myth, you must carry a balance on your credit cards to build a credit history. Credit cards are great tools for building your credit history, and you don't need to carry an unpaid balance to do so. Your best strategy is to use your card and pay off the bill in full each month, so you keep your overall debt-to-credit limit ratio low. I think we've talked about that in the past. That makes sense. Use your card, pay it off at the end of the month in full. Myth number five, this will be the last one. The more credit cards you have, the better. Having more credit cards isn't necessarily better. 10% of your credit card score is determined by the type of credit you have. For example, you may have student loans, mortgages, and credit cards. Credit agencies look for a good mix. If all you have is credit cards, it may not help you with your score. Now that you have a good handle on the basic facts about credit cards as well as most common misconceptions, you have the tools to become a better manager of your credit and build a strong credit history.
There it is. I mean, when you look at it like that, you're like, well, and they always talk about that credit mix. And I'll try to go off, because I know I put something in my book that I wrote some years back. But being able to, if you can have a car loan, you got a Home Depot card, Then you got gas card, travel card. You got a good mix of it where you're not using it. It's all not just retail.
Right.
If it's all retail, you got a problem.
Yeah.
Because they know that, oh, this is a problem. He's a compulsive shopper or she's a compulsive shopper, and you're not using it for a means to handle business.
Yep.
So if that's you got the Home Depot credit card, you know, they know he's looking to home improvements. Mm-hmm. He's trying to make sure he's paying on his investment. You got a car loan, okay. He's buying a new car, first new car, second new car, whatever. Oh, he's using the car for business or whatever. He gotta get around. Okay. That's a necessity. That's a need. You borrowing for a need. So you don't want to borrow for debt.
No.
Well, you can't. No. If you borrowing and it's not helping you to progress,
it's a bad deal, man.
It's a bad deal. If you borrowing and it's not for you to progress, it's not good. Like, I know one thing I get is, I get a lot of little letters in the mail because my car paid off. They're like, hey, Thomas, they'll call me. Hey, man, we got the truck. What you want, man? I'm telling you, it's the price that you pay for that one you got now. I'm telling you, you can get you in it, brother. You can get you in. I'm like, man. I'm like, you know what? You know what I'm doing with that money right now? I've been putting that in the bank.
Okay.
That every month been going in the bank. I'm good. I've been able to do a lot more things for other people and sow a better seed into my future.
What did we say a couple of weeks ago on the show? An automobile is a depreciating asset. Okay. It depreciates in value from the moment you drive it off the lot, and you need to treat it as such based on your debt to income ratio. Okay. That's what you need to look at. How much money can you really actually afford when it comes to purchasing a car or a new car? You list all your other bills, see what other discretionary income you have left, and that determines the kind of vehicle that you can afford, along with your insurance.
Ooh-wee.
And maintenance of the car.
Insurance.
Okay.
So if your credit bad, that means you don't have no good insurance.
Oh, my gosh, man. It's horrible. It's horrible, man.
You're going to be driving a car that's cheaper. Your insurance going to be higher than your car note.
And don't, you know, do the math. I know everybody when they shop, they tell them about that monthly note. And, again, this is something that we've talked about in the past. Yeah, you must talk about that monthly note because that's how you budget your money. But you look at for the term of the loan, what the monthly note is, what you actually will have paid for this car at the end of the loan. Okay, make it make sense. It's got to make sense. When you pay it off, because you've had it for 6 years, and hopefully, you know, it's still in decent condition, you need to drive it a couple more years before you dive back into another auto loan from a debt standpoint.
I'm trying to drive mine another six. Right now I'm in another three. Right now I'm another 3 years off paying off a car, and I'm driving. I'm 3 years
free.
I'm riding for free. I'm riding for free. It feels good. I'm going far, too. I've been far in my paid-off car.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make that so it should be a rhyme or a rap or something. I've been far in my paid off car.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, we know it's a necessity. You gotta have a car, but you have to be practical. And there's a lot of dealerships out here that are predators. Okay, before you sit down with these guys and they dress these cars up for you from a financial standpoint, go see a credit union. See if they will offer you a loan. Say, hey, this is how much you can go shop for, and we will give you a loan. Versus letting these guys tell you that, you know, we can get you in a car. This is the interest rate, or this is the monthly rate. The interest rate, they won't even tell you that because it's so ridiculous and outrageous.
They just tell you what you can pay a month.
Go to a credit union first. If you're shopping for a car, those are the people you go to. Then you go look for a dealership so you know that you don't have to deal with their credit providers at the dealership.
Cause they gonna throw, if you can't get the one that's advertised, like they say, if you go to a dealership and it's Chevy, I'm just gonna say the name coming in, or it's Toyota or it's Honda, and you go there, or Cadillac, wherever they at, and you can't get the GMC financing or the Honda finance or whatever they use, or Ford Daimler Chrysler financing, you can't get the Magna Carta of what they are. They're going to throw you, I call it the lake. We're going to throw you in the lake and go fishing with you. And when they go fishing with you,
killing your credit,
you're going to be bait for all type of sharks.
Yep.
And only thing you're going to be able to say when they come out that room, I know some people probably mad at me right now that sell cards. When they come out that room and say, we got you a deal, buddy.
Right.
I worked hard. I got you a deal. Can you come with an extra $1,000?
Okay.
Can you come with an extra $2,000? Can you give me your arm? Can you give me your leg? Because I want you to trust debt over doing the right thing.
You're telling the truth, Johnson.
Man.
You're telling the truth, man.
So I know people like, I wish I didn't buy this car. So that's going to put you in a situation where I got to ride around. I might as well ride around in it. It's sitting in the yard. I'm paying such and such for it a month. And I'm stuck. Right. I'm stuck with it.
Yep.
So if it's not improving your credit or it's not going to improve your lifestyle, it's not worth it. I got some scripture for him today, Tony.
Okay. When we close out.
Good for nothing. Trust God with the least. It says, Malachi 3:10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse so that there will be enough food in my temple. If you do so, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open up the windows of heaven for you. That's what we were talking about earlier. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Put me to the test. And it says a storehouse was a place in the temple for storing grain and other food given as tithes.
Okay.
The priest lived off these gifts. We also need to give from the plenty that God has given us in order to support those who serve God by ministering to the spiritual needs of others. I always say like this. I want to be a giver and a cheerful giver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just be like, oh, I got this bill, this debt, that debt, and I got to give? Oh, man. Well, let me just give a little and go back to paying these bills. Ugh.
Right.
Flip the script and say, thank God I can give, and I'm going to let the supernatural work on my bill. Because I know some people saying, like, Tom, he's talking crazy on the radio. Because these bills killing me. But my thing is, have you trusted God with your storehouse? Have you put a seed from your heart in the right fertile soil so then when you can look around, you can supernaturally get a phone call and say, hey, Chauncey, we owe you a check. Or such and such, we owe you a check because you paid too much.
Okay.
This bill is paid off. What? I know, last month I say, oh, hey, you gotta hang that phone up right away and say, hey, send me an email to say I'm paid off. Because if you trust God over what you paying into a system that really makes it manipulate you to keep you in debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you keep on paying in the system ain't going to do nothing but wear you down. You're not going to have no free time to do nothing. You're not going to be able to go nowhere. You're not going to be able to celebrate life. You're going to be stuck saying, at least my bill's paid. Man, that's a terrible thing. You want to say, I'm debt free.
Debt free.
Debt is canceled because I'm giving and I'm cheerful. I put the seed in the ground like the farmer. The farmer put the seed in the ground, right?
Expecting.
And expecting a harvest.
Yes.
Weeds don't do nothing but blow away. Like all them envelopes that's pink and orange and red that say last notice. That's the bill that's causing you stress. Flip the script. Give so you can be set free, debt free. I think that's our show today, man. We're just coming at the audience today. I've been coaching, so I'm in my coaching mode.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be doing this tomorrow, but hey, I'm here with you, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, then. Well, job well done, coach.
Yep. So I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success, 103.7 The Beat.